This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This one is from the We All Have Our Hobbies file. Marielle Segarra, she covers retail for us. She likes to read through transcripts from corporate earnings calls. Really. And she's noticed a trend. Retailers keep using the word conservative in the business sense, not the political sense. Here's Marielle.
Earnings calls can be kind of opaque. There's a lot of corporate lingo. But if you listen closely, you can pick up some things.
We're going to be conservative on inventory.
We will continue to plan our businesses conservatively.
I think everybody's taking a pretty conservative approach from an inventory standpoint.
Those were executives from Abercrombie, Urban Outfitters, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Conservative here means cautious. Going into the fall and the holidays, retailers are being cautious about what they buy. They're trying to avoid a repeat of this spring. When the pandemic hit, sales plummeted and they had a ton of inventory left over that they paid for and couldn't sell. They had to offer steep discounts to get rid of it. Craig Rowley at Korn Ferry says when you do that,
you can lose all the profits you've gained through the whole season.
So this time around, with all the uncertainty, retailers are just buying a lot less. Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners says it is a risky bet because if they're wrong, they could miss out on potential sales.
This is their peak selling season. And given such a year of turmoil that we've had, it's really risky for them to run out of stock and just miss that top line.
Lipinski says some shoppers will likely be disappointed this year and find out something they want is sold out. Because the other problem is there's no historical precedent here. Retailers can't just look back at last year's sales and say, okay, I should order this many winter coats or that many patio heaters or sleds. We're in a new reality. So they've been making a lot of guesses.
You know, what are going to be the hot items? What are going to be the things that consumers really want? And likely they're just not going to have the right bets in all cases.
Several retailers said that they could always try to buy more products during the season if stuff starts selling out. Or in the language of earnings calls, they could chase inventory in their supply chains to feed demand. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.